Teach them how, but okay. Okay. I thought you were
good morning.
Okay, that's okay.
Welcome to Jenkins Church. Obviously, I'm not Mary Jo. I guess the Bryans are out of town or something this week. It's been a while since I've done this, so kind of bear with me. I get a little lost sometimes. Do we have any first-time visitors? We're going to start off with that. I don't think so.
Yes, we do. Mr. Donahoe, right here in the front, in the middle.
Hello.
Mr. Donahoe.
Anyone else? Okay. Do we have any, we're going to go move on to the, any announcements from the congregation? Any other announcements?
The number of announcements in the
bulletin.
If you will. Note the youth do not meet tonight. It's a holiday and we usually call that off or postpone it. And
Children's choir will not meet tonight.
Children's choir will not meet tonight, and maybe that's sufficient right now.
Okay.
Mother's Day out starts Tuesday. Pray for that group.
Yeah. Anything else? I guess now we'll move to prayer concerns. One from the Unity class. I'm going to let Rebecca do that one because she actually talked to Sonia. Anyone else? Oh, yeah, Linda. Anyone else or any other announcements? Okay, if you do have something, write it on a pew card that's in front of you in the pews and place it in the offering plate. Am I missing anything?
That's it.
Okay. Okay. We pause for a moment of silent prayer to prepare our hearts for worship. Amen. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry for my church on this.
Call to worship.
Call to worship. I was right. I'm a little out of it this morning. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, so I do apologize. If you'll turn to page 200 in your hymnal, the people will start first for the call to worship.
For the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Having loved His own who were in the world, He now showed them the full extent of His love.
God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
You know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for you, your sakes, He became poor, so that you, through His poverty, might become rich.
Because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved.
This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is the love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Let's all stand now, turning our hymnals to hymn 9 in the front of the book. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore Him. Praise Him, angels in the heights. Sun and moon rejoice before Him. Praise Him, all the stars of light. Praise the Lord, for He has spoken. Word is mighty voice obeyed. Laws which never shall be broken. For their guidance He hath made. Praise the Lord, for He is glorious. Never shall His promise fail. God has made His saints victorious. Sin and death shall not prevail. Praise the God of our salvation. Hosts on high His power proclaim. Heaven and earth and all creation call and magnify His name. Worship, honor, glory, blessing. Lord, we offer unto Thee, young and old, I praise expressing, in glad homage bend the knee. All the saints in heaven adore Thee, we would bow before Thy throne. Angels serving for Thee, so on earth Thy will be done.
Bow for prayer, if you will, please. Worship, honor, glory, and blessing. O Lord, we bring to You. We come to say, thank You, Lord, for many blessings, but we also come to say, praise be unto You. Thou art worthy of all that we can muster.
You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of the glory that we can bring to you. Lord, you're worthy of us being a blessing in your kingdom and blessing you. And Lord, you have spoken so highly of your creation to call us to offer a blessing. And we thank you for that privilege and that honor. Lord, you have called us apart from the world. You have called us to commune with you. And Lord, we pray that that could happen to every individual gathered in this place, but not only in this place, Lord, wherever your people are gathered on this day. We just pray that we could ascend the mountain to your throne. But Lord, we also remember that you came down in the person of Jesus Christ to offer salvation and eternal life. Lord, we just come humble, we come with thanksgiving, we come with praise and adoration. We come to bring glory to you. So enable us to do just that in this time. And we offer prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please remain standing as we state our faith or put into words what we believe. It's 7:16 in your hymnal and are flashed on the screen behind me to my left. And let's express our faith through the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
If you'll follow along with me for the confessing of our sins, the call of confession is from Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The prayer of confession, you may have set us apart, O God, to our people, to be your people. Help us take up our roles as your servants with wholehearted commitment. Grant that we may learn how to live lives of simple compassion like the Good Samaritan. Teach us what it means to walk in your ways and to live lives worthy of the price Jesus paid in reconciling creation. We are humbled when we recall how the Lord of the universe became flesh and lived among us so that we might share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Forgive and grant us strength, endurance, patience and joy as we learn to live as your people. Amen. Assurance and of forgiveness. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ was the perfect offering given to take away sin. God forgives and forgets the wrong we have done and grants new opportunities for doing good. Join all of creation praising God without ceasing.
Turn your hymnals to hymn 350. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. We're going to sing verses 1 and 2. 1 and 2.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. How sweet to take Him at His word. Just to land upon His promise. Just to know the Savior Lord. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just to tremble faith to plunging neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I praise Him more and more. Jesus, 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 oh, for grace to trust Him more.
children's time if the children would like to come down with Miss Andrea. And the children will remain in the sanctuary today because of Communion Sunday.
Morning.
Good
morning.
We have a bunch of hummingbirds in our house. Especially in the last couple of weeks, we have a lot of them. All through the summer, we have two hummingbirds to feed. And we've had one or two, you know, every day. Well, evidently, they're getting ready to go south, and the word has spread that there is food at this house. And we have bunches and bunches. But the funny thing about them, we've been watching them, there are two hummingbirds on each feeder that seem to think they're the boss of the hummingbird feeder. And they will let the other eat for a little bit, and then they run away. And how many of you have ever seen a little hummingbird fly? Their little wings go real fast. And they make a real funny little noise. Like that, you know. Okay, well, there's a whole lot of that going on. And I started thinking about that. I wish there was a way I could tell them, especially the two little boss hummingbirds, that there's plenty for everybody, and that when you get low, I'm going to put more in there, and everybody has plenty to eat. Unfortunately, I don't see hummingbirds, so I can't tell. And they don't seem to get it, and these two boss hummingbirds let them eat for a little bit, run away, and as soon as they, you know, calm down, they all come back, and there's like six holes around the bottom, 16 at a time. He said we just share and realize that those fail. But they're no good. So it makes for a lot of entertainment to watch. But I got to thinking about at the foot of the cross. There's plenty of room always at the foot of the cross for Jesus. And we want to make sure that we share that, because if you look in your Bible, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 4 and 6, there we go. It says, actually, something great. For there is a good, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Who will have food in the speaking of God? We have all men be saved. When they speak of men, they talk about mankind, all people saved. And to come into the knowledge of the truth. And this is the truth. So listen to this. Look carefully. The truth is, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that's who to communicate with, right? With God for us, and that's Jesus Christ. So that is the truth that God has to know. There is plenty of room at the foot of the cross. We need to share that news and not be stingy about sharing that news. And that's the reason today that we celebrate communion. Because why do we do this to you? Was that what you think? That's right. The blood of Jesus that was shed for who? For all of us, right? Right, that's right. So the blood, when we drink this juice, you will remember that. And when we eat a little cracker, what does that represent? Jesus is that was. What happened to Jesus' life? For life. That's right. So when we take this, we want to remember that, don't we? And what, if the cross Jesus died for us on the cross, what does that mean? We know that we will, what, all of them? Yes, and we say because? That's right, very good. Come on, very good. I need to do it.
Number 582 in our hymnals, what we're going to sing. It's a song about reaching out your hand as far as it goes.
Thank you. Reach your hand as far as it goes. Now reach mine, do you suppose? You can make the world so small that there will be no walls at all.
Today's offertory sentence comes from Psalms 54:4. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. If the ushers will please come forward.
Let us pray. Righteous God, our Heavenly Father, you are our help. You are our sustainer. Lord, you are our creator. You created all that we touch. And Lord, you have allowed us to act as stewards over your creation. You have blessed us materially. And Lord, we come now to return that portion, offering thanks for what you have given and asking direction, especially with that it is brought for your kingdom's work through the church, that you would give direction, that it would be used to honor you. In Jesus' name.
Turn in your hymnals again, if you will, please, to hymn 529. And again, let's sing 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2. Oh, how I love Jesus. You know, the, today's devotion in your daily... How many of you use the daily bread that's provided by the church for your daily devotion? Today, it talked about how sometimes we forget that as lay people, we're when we get out on Monday or Tuesday or Thursday at 9 a.m. or 2 o'clock, that we're still disciples of Christ, that we still have a way that we can communicate to people that we love Jesus. It's not just on Sunday morning. We're not just here for an hour. We live for Jesus every day. Oh, how I love Jesus. 1 and 2.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest thing on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me.
The scripture lesson this morning comes from 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 29. And the following directives I have no praise for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anybody else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Certainly not. For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
call your attention again. We have two relatively new songs to some of us. One comes right after the sermon or the communion meditation, whichever you would call it. And then the other comes after we have partaken of the elements of the Lord's Supper. And Savetta has knowledge of these songs. One of them we've used on Wednesday night in the wintertime, and we'll start back in a couple of weeks on that. So I just call that to your attention, and you have an insert with the words on both of them for your benefit there. The Lord's Supper is... what is the Lord's Supper? What do you call the Lord's Supper when... I've called it the Lord's Supper, but there are other words that people use to define or describe the Lord's Supper. And when you think of participating in the Lord's Supper, what do you call it? And I'd like for you to call this out, if you will. Speak forth. Communion. Okay? Another person. We usually... in this church, at least, and I guess most Presbyterian churches, we would refer to it as communion. What other words have you heard that you use? Well, I've already called it the Lord's Supper this morning. Who said that? John. Okay. I thought that's where it came from, John, and I was going to use that, so I will comment on that in just a moment. Another phrase or a word. Catholic Church refers to it as Mass. Some churches refer to it as Eucharist. Eucharist is another word for Thanksgiving. It is called the Eucharist in the Episcopalian Church, I believe. It's called the Last Supper. The painting of the picture, Rembrandt, is he the right one? Or Da Vinci? Da Vinci. This has been a lot of controversy over recently. It's called the Last Supper, I believe. The painting of the Last Supper. So it's the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, the sacrament. I'd heard the word sacrament a lot sometime in my life, but Larry, when your mother, before she got very sick, I went to her house one day, Larry Barnes, to serve the Lord's Supper, and somebody called her on the telephone. And she explained to them that she was busy right now, that Brother Gouin was there to serve the sacrament. And that's the way she referred to it. And so, John, you referred to it or remembered it being used as a sacrament. It is the Lord's Supper. It is the sacrament, one of the sacraments of the Protestant Church. What's the other sacrament of the Protestant Church? Baptism, right. And the Roman Catholic Church still holds on to, they still hold on to seven, but the Protestant Church call those rites or ordinances. And so the Lord's Supper and baptism, is we're here for the sacrament of the Lord's Supper tonight. This morning, I mean, I'm sorry. It's been a difficult week. It really has. We lost a whole section, a half of a section of the church this week. They're out of town. Miss Ruth is out with some surgery. We didn't mention her earlier, but her thumb's operated on. One thumb, is that right? So Jerry's getting to wash dishes and all that kind of stuff. True? Sort of. Okay. And bringing it home or going down to the neighbor or something, you know. And so this has been Labor Day is always an unusual day for this church. I remember from our first year here, and people take vacations, and Mary Jo was scheduled to lead the worship, and she even told us last week that she wouldn't be here this Sunday, and we forgot to swap it with anybody else, and Joyce has been out of the office taking care of her grandchild this week, so that's then the grandchild was here in the middle of the week, and last week too, and so we didn't get all the information to the right people, but here we are. We're making. I need to check right now. Active elders. One. Active elders, 2, 3, 4, 4. I need two more volunteer inactive elders. And if you're not, John and Mary Beth. John and Mary Beth, if you'll assist me with serving communion. Thank you. Active elders, if you're a new or visitor, they're the ones that are serving on the session right now, at this present time. Okay, let's think about the Lord's Supper. Does anybody in the church remember a name? And I expect John Wagner may be the one that remembers the name. John, we'll just use you this morning and let you do the preaching, maybe. Ewell K. Reagan, E.K. Reagan, out of the Knoxville Church. Remember him, the name? He wrote a little book called What Cumberland Presbyterians Believe. And he took the Confession of Faith of 1883, and he took the doctrinal statements in that confession and kind of elaborated upon them. And in that confession of 1883, which in 1984 we updated the confession and kind of laid this one aside, but it still has a lot of meaning, especially to that group of preachers who were ordained before 1984. That's what we were ordained under, and so we still kind of refer back to it. One of my friends down in Winchester, Tennessee, at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church, put on the front of his newsletter a statement about the Lord's Supper, and he borrowed it from Ewell K. Reagan's book, What Cumberland Presbyterians Believe. And Ewell K. Reagan was a professor at Buffalo College once. He was a professor at UT once, but also of religion. He was a professor of religion. He was the pastor of the Knoxville Church, his last full-time church, I think. And so just to kind of tell you who Ewell K. Reagan was, and the Winchester pastor, Mother Clark, went back and pulled out of his book statements that he had made in the book about the Lord's Supper. And I read that newsletter and I said, I'm going to use that one day. And it happened about 2 months ago, so I brought it to you this morning. So I'm giving Winchester Pastor Clark credit for it, and also Brother Reagan, and I believe I printed at the bottom of your outline that's right under your scripture, or your, I'm calling them sermon notes now. I printed Brother Reagan's name and gave him credit there. In the Confession of Faith, one of the statements concerning the Lord's Supper, it says, the sacrament, commonly called the Lord's Supper, was instituted by the Lord Jesus Christ at the close of his last Passover Supper as a perpetual remembrance of his passion and death on the cross, by which sacrifice of himself he was made the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. That's a scripturally based statement. And at the bottom of the page in this confession, the scripture verses are listed. And that takes a person who is reading the Confession of Faith right to the Bible, for they'll have to, if they really want to understand where it comes from, they'll go to the Word of God and they'll find it. The 1984 confession says of the Lord's Supper, basically the same thing. The Lord's Supper was instituted by Jesus Christ on the night of his betrayal. It's a means by which the church remembers and shows forth Christ's passion and death on the cross. The sacrament is also a perpetual means given to the church to celebrate and experience the continuing presence of the risen Lord and her expectation, or the church's expectation, of the Lord's return. Just to read to that. What is the sacrament? The scripture says, and the confession says, hopefully our confession is scriptural. If it's not, we need to chuck it and find another one. That this sacrament of the Lord's Supper is a memorial to our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is also Lord of life, Lord of our life. We have been saved. Certainly, we made Him Lord, did we not? 1 Corinthians 11:24, we printed it for you. This do in remembrance of me. And he was talking about participating in the Lord's Supper. Now, the Corinthian church had some problems with the Lord's Supper. And Paul even wrote and said, what y'all are celebrating is not the Lord's Supper, it's something else. You read that there, didn't you? Back in those verses 17 through 22. It's not the Lord's Supper that you're celebrating. They were drinking too much of the wine. They were eating too much. They were become gluttons. And he said, you got homes to eat big meals in. This is a holy remembrance, a holy time. Some of you have relatives buried where you go and visit at least once a year. Many of you have family buried where I stop by. Okay, I don't go to the decoration day. My sister takes care of that, where my stepfather is, where my real father and stepfather are buried. My mother's got a unique situation. A lot of men died, had one wife on this side, another wife on that side. My mother's got a space preserved between her two husbands. Boy, she changed it all around, didn't she? A liberated woman, I guess. She's still living. But we go, and on the second Sunday in May, which is Mother's Day also, they do decoration. Jane, y'all go and do that. And do you have a memorial service at the cemetery? Some people do. How many of you participated? Many of you probably participated in a, back here, an All Saints Day also. All Saints Day is a memorial service for the saints who have gone on before us, the believers who have died. I haven't been one to practice this, but some of even my Cumberland Presbyterian friends practice it. Episcopalian Church, a Roman Catholic Church, and a lot of Presbyterians would practice this. A lot of Methodists, I think, would practice an All Saints Day. It's a memorial service to remember those who have gone on. I believe the last service I participated in was down at Rocky Glade Cemetery. Linda Marable asked me to go and bring the message in the afternoon for their memorial service there at that cemetery. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Well, we can't go to the place that Jesus was buried and have a memorial service there unless we go to the Middle East, and then we're not sure where it was. And then, see, he didn't stay in that grave, did he? He arose and ascended to heaven. But he left us something to remember him by. And that is this communion service, as we call it, this sacrament, this the Lord's Supper, or whichever name. This do in remembrance of me. So when we come to the table, it is to remember Jesus. We are a forgetful people, are we not? In the midst of our busy world, where does our mind go? Sal mentioned Wednesday. Did he say 10 o'clock in the morning or something like that? The call in the daily devotional this morning was for that. I haven't got around to reading that. But we forget. Our minds turn away from Him who ought to be the object of our thoughts and our affection. And through the communion service, we are reminded again that our Lord was crucified on our behalf. And we have the symbols. We have the bread that we can feel and touch and taste that represents the broken body. Broken because of sin. Our sin. And then the fruit of the vine. Some churches use wine, some use grape juice. We refer to it as fruit of the vine. it represents the blood. It symbolizes the blood of Jesus shed for the remission of sin. We show that we believe that Jesus suffered and died on our behalf. So it's a memorial to our Savior. But it's also a testimony. How many of you like to give testimonies? We haven't had a testimony service in some time here. Maybe it's time to have a testimony service. But the communion is one way we can give testimony. Maybe not through spoken word, but through our actions. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He comes. That's 1 Corinthians 11:26. Every time we take communion, we bear witness or bear testimony to the fact that Jesus died, gave His body and His blood for the sins of the world. And we're also showing that we believe that Jesus instituted this supper, historical fact, to commemorate through the supper. Something happened, and we come and remember it, relive it, if you will, the best we can. It's a confession. Confession is confession of sin, but not only confession of sin. It's confessing. A young man will confess his love for his betrothed. Want to really find some Bible versions of this or Bible examples, look to the Song of Solomon. He confessed his love for his lover. Our confession in the communion is confessing Christ. We give testimony of, we show forth the Lord's death. We confess that we have faith in the death of Christ to pay for our sin and in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We connect in our minds the suffering of Christ back on the cross and the glory of Christ that is to come, that we will experience when He returns. His death and His triumph, as Dr. Reagan called it. So it's a memorial to our Savior. It's a testimony. It's a confession. It's a bond of union between Christians. And as you read 17 through 22, the verses 17 through 22 of 1 Corinthians, you will see that they were not bound together. Hopefully we are bound together, loving one another, supporting one another, waiting on those who have to work late to get here when they can. A bond of union between Christians. We commune together. We are all members of the same body, but we're also members of the same body with those other Christians who are celebrating communion whenever they celebrate it, maybe today. We have the same Christ as all others who believe in Jesus. We are of the same body. The same blood was shed for us as it was for them. The bread represents a body that others consume. The blood represents, or the fruit of the vine represents the blood that others consume for our spiritual nature. It is more than that. A silent sermon. Some people say, I can't speak. Moses had this problem. God said to Moses, go and lead my people out of Egypt. Go and lead them to the promised land. Go before Pharaoh. Go before the people and speak to them and get them ready to go. And Moses said, I don't speak very well. I stammer and I stutter. God said, take your brother with you. I'll speak to you. You speak to your brother, Aaron. And Aaron to speak to Pharaoh, and Aaron to speak to the people. And Moses did it. Did Moses never speak? If you read more of his life, you find that he may have become a spokesperson, may have spoken sometimes, or often maybe. But in that call, he argued about his inability to speak. We don't have to speak words to give testimony or to give a sermon. We're telling the world that Christ died and that we are His followers. We are following Jesus, the Christ, who died for the sins of the world. And we can do it as we partake of the elements of Holy Communion that are set before you. Take your song sheet, if you will. We'll look at Draw Me Close to You. And I think so appropriate as we approach the table. And with those six elders, come forward. Bring your song sheet, if you will. But come forward and be prepared to serve. Any instructions concerning the singing? You think we've got it?
Well, don't be discouraged if you don't know this song. And because people listen to their voices in perfect singing, but God is listening to our hearts. So let's sing and just think about the words. It's a good prayer song to prepare our hearts for communion. Draw me close to You.
Trust in Jesus as their Savior and are trying to serve Him, He being Lord, are invited to eat and to drink from His table. Lord God, we remember the words of the Apostle Paul. And we remember Jesus' words according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, how He took the bread and offered thanks. So we take bread in like manner and offer thanks, thanking You for bread to sustain our daily lives, but this bread that is for our spiritual nurture as we remember the broken body of Christ.
broken for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. His body broken for you. The cup that represents the blood. Lord God, we remember how Jesus also offered thanks for the cup. And we come offering thanks, appreciation to you for sending him and him for coming and died that we might have life eternal. Praise be unto you, O Lord, O God Most High. Nurture us, nourish us spiritually as we remember shed blood, shed for the remission of sin. He served the people. People eat and drink, remembering God's wonderful sacrifice for you. stand together and sing, "Isn't He?"
Isn't He beautiful,
isn't He?
Isn't He?
Prince of Peace,
Son of God, isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He?
Isn't He?
Wonderful,
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 wonderful.
Isn't He?
Isn't He?
Counselor,
Counselor,
Almighty God.
God.
Isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He?
And may the Lord bless you and keep you till we meet again. Amen.